The next patient is Cruz Lara. First name, C-R-U-Z, like in zebra. C-R-U-Z. And the last name, Lara. Lima Alpha Roger Alpha. Lara. 68-year-old Hispanic male that is following this practice because of obstructive uropathy. The patient had an incompetent bladder, relapsing urinary tract infections, septic shock, and they decided to build an ileal conduit that has been functioning very well. The patient had acute kidney injury when he was on septic shock, and he has recovered the kidney function. The creatinine is 0.87, the BUN is 11, the estimated EFR is 94. The protein creatinine ratio is 1200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. But we have to keep in mind that the patient has a very busy urinary sediment with a positive for blood leukocyte stearase and bacteria. The patient is asymptomatic, period. Number two, he has a tendency to hyperglycemia. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.5, following over arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been under control. The patient has been gaining weight, and we are going to ask the patient to monitor the blood pressure at home, because for the first time, the blood pressure today was 156 over 95. In the past, it was 125 over 75, 115 over 72. The patient has gained body weight, 10 pounds. We have to be very attentive to this blood pressure, period. The following number, arterial hypertension, and the following number of hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of atorvastatin. The cholesterol is 148, the LDL is 81, the HDL is 47. Triglycerides are within normal range. At the present time, the patient is in very stable condition. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months. We decided to counsel the patient regarding the diet, avoid the industrial production of food, the canned food, the food full of preservatives. A plant-based diet is recommended, and avoid the chicken, pork, and meat. The recommendation is the use of eggs and or wild-caught fish. A low-sodium diet is recommended, and he is also discouraged of using simple carbohydrates. Reevaluation in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested a 12-minute review in the laboratory workup, in the counseling face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 8 minutes.